Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday today. How are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'll be on with Hagmans tonight from 7:30 until 10, so we've got a blast. And Doug sent me some information today that he may or may not be breaking on the show on a group of people he was meeting with today at 11:30, but he said it was confidential, so I can't bring it up as far as any details concerning that. So it may be a very, very interesting show if all of this information he's talking to me about is going to get disclosed. So you guys stay tuned for the show tonight. I think you're going to enjoy it. What's your first story today, bud?
Well, this is pretty wild now, of course, with the GMOs constantly spreading, the genetically engineered everything, it seems like, these days, from the fish to the plants. You guys remember the world's first open field experiment of genetically modified organisms took place in 1987, right around 30 years ago. Well, now scientists from the University of California, San Diego, and Sapphire Energy are now facing hefty criticism for their experimentation with genetically engineered algae open ponds. Dana Pearls, a senior campaign for Friends of Earth, said this study confirms that genetically engineered microalgae grown in open ponds can escape and spread in the environment. Not only is it impossible to contain GE algae in open-air production, but there are currently no adequate regulations which fully address the risk to our environment from lab to final product. Without this essential oversight, there should be no environmental release or commercial use of GE algae or other synthetic biology organism. She's absolutely right. The open pond experiment, which I said is led by UCSD and Sapphire Energy, is the first ever EPA-approved outdoor field trial of GM algae. Now, of course, you know, who knows how many they've done without EPA approval. We've seen that with wheat before in the past. But microalgae is an essential part of the ecosystem. You guys know much about it. We have a lot of it down here in Florida. Sometimes it can be really beneficial. Sometimes it can be nasty. But, I mean, the thing about microalgae is it reproduces very quickly, and it exhibits what's known as a horizontal gene transfer, which is the potential for GM traits to spread like wildfire through native algae population. And that's what's the most concerning aspect of this that nobody really wants to address. Dr. Rachel Smolker, who's the one overseeing the test, basically thinks this is such a great idea. She contends that many of the traits that would make GE algae desirable for industrial purposes are starting to show light. She says some of these traits include resistance to predators or pests, better conversion of nutrients, and strengthened photosynthesis. Now, while microalgae may seem harmless in most cases, they're capable of forming algae blooms, if you guys have heard of that before, and the chemical fertilizers used in modern farming practices have boosted their growth in a lot of areas in the United States. Algae blooms essentially are when they start sucking up nitrogen from the water while they grow very, very fast. And then when they die off, they further deplete bodies of water, of oxygen. It repeats as algae blooms grow larger, and they have these what's called dead zones, where basically there's nothing in the water. Also, too, nobody wants to bring up that these studies have not shown or tested any type of side effects on aquatic animals or birds when they eat GE algae. Nobody's even bringing this up at all. I mean, this could have some very detrimental long-term side effects on wildlife if they start ingesting genetically engineered algae. I don't understand why. Well, actually, I do understand. I know why the EPA turns around and allows this crap to go on a regular basis, and they're having open-air algae testing of GE algae. They get paid off. Monsanto gives these guys more kickbacks than just about anybody else in the country. So we see why they're doing it. It's just sad, Dad, that this stuff isn't stopping at all. It's like they're bent on trying to ruin the entire ecosystem with this crap.
Well, that's the goal. I mean, that's I mean, look at the chemtrails. I mean, I'm up here in Georgia right now. We're covered up in chemtrails. I mean, you know, the whole weather is being completely monitored and manipulated throughout the entire planet now. I mean, we're covered up in chemtrails. You know, we've had Dane Whittington on before. He's talked about the global devastation effect of what's going on with these chemtrails, and nobody really seems to care. I mean, everybody knows something's wrong with the weather. Everybody knows something's wrong with the heat. It used to be in Florida. It was actually nice in Florida through the month of June. I mean, it was nice all the way through June. And then July and August were, you know, September, we're always hot. There's no back and tracking on that. It was bad. July, August, September is always hot. Now it's hot in April, May, and June, July, August, September, October, November. I mean, this is not global warming. This is basically geoengineering and basically the intentional manipulation of the atmosphere, which is destroying all kinds of vegetation, destroying all kinds of plant and animal life, destroying all types of microorganisms, destroying all kinds of insects. I mean, this is what's going on right now. It's going to be that they want to, they're terraforming the planet, Austin. These fallen angels, these demons, whatever you want to call them, I don't care. I mean, it sounds nutty when I talk about this stuff. It sounds nutty to me too, by the way, in case you guys are wondering. These guys that are controlling the planet through their Sabbatean and Kabbalah, witchcraft and sorcery, and worshiping these interdimensional entities, they're the ones that are in charge of all this stuff, and they're doing it. I mean, they're continually spraying us with these chemtrails and doing all these biochemical tests on us and all this different organism testing on us because they want to, because it's fun to them. And they're trying to manipulate and change the species just like they did in Genesis chapter 6. And, and I always bring it back to that common denominator because here's why. Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. And here's what I mean by that. Why would they destroy their own planet because they've got to live here too? And that's the thing you got to think about. I mean, why in the world is somebody so set on destroying everything? And remember, this is spaceship Earth we're on pretty much. This is our little home we've got here in the middle of the cosmos. And if we destroy this, where do we think we're going to go all of a sudden? I mean, I know they've got really advanced rocketry and interdimensional spacecraft and everything else they've already developed. I got that. But the entire population of the planet can't hop, skip, and jump and leave. So, I mean, what's going on with these guys? Are these the same guys who destroyed Mars? I don't know. Mars isn't something I want to live on. Venus is a mess right now with all the temperature variations and all the noxious gases in the environment. I mean, who are these guys? What have they been doing in this millennial war that's been going on for eons of time? Who's really running this thing? I mean, that's why God had enough of it and sent Christ here to redeem us and to get us out of their circle of power, so to speak, and out of their influence. And that's why they hate Christians so much. But guys, unless you try to figure out from a scriptural standpoint, from a religious standpoint, who these guys are and what they're doing, none of it makes any sense. Let me give you another example. Now, from the Telegraph, they're telling us this, that telling women who are pregnant, if they're drinking during surgery, that they should not drink, that is sexist. And the men need to shut up, let their women drink when they're pregnant, regardless of the consequences to the fetus, because if they don't, they're sexist. Now, I don't really even know how to respond to that. And let me read you part of this article. It's by Boatkin. It says, advising women not to drink when pregnant is sexist and causes needless anxiety. Pregnancy charities and researchers have called for a change to the alarmist government guidelines. They say that the policy has no basis in evidence. By the way, that's a complete lie. And ends up stigmatizing women who get drunk while pregnant. Studies have shown that consistent heavy drinking during pregnancy can result in fetal alcohol syndrome, which is true, which can cause physical deformity, development, and learning disabilities. However, listen to this, there is not robust evidence to moderate drinking or even binge drinking can cause any long-term damage. Here's the thing. I don't even know where these nutbags come from who write these articles. Alcohol is a neurotoxin, period. It kills brain cells. It kills millions of brain cells when you get drunk. Millions of brain cells. It's like anesthesia. The sodium pentothal is a brain toxin. It kills millions of brain cells when you go under anesthesia. That's why it takes so long to get your brain to boot back up if you've been put under anesthesia. I can't believe that these guys, in good confidence, in good conscience, can actually go in and tell women who are pregnant to drink. Women who drink, it is unbelievably hard on their liver, much harder than it is for men. Because the liver has to process the alcohol. The alcohol doesn't go through the normal digestion tract. It goes right through the stomach and right through the small intestines. I mean, it goes right into the bloodstream. That's why you get drunk so quick. That's why they tell you if you're drinking, to eat food to slow all that stuff down. And then the liver's got to process this mess. And telling pregnant women that drinking's okay, even binge drinking is okay, Austin, it has to be the same group of people, these Sabbatean Kabbalists who say stuff like that, who are trying to turn us into a slave race of zombies. Because if you've ever seen, like I have seen, the results of drinking when you're pregnant with fetal alcohol syndrome, it's sad, it's sad, it's sad, it's sad. And there's absolutely no way that a reputable person, any kind of person with any kind of intelligence, would ever say that it's okay to drink while you're pregnant. So what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, when I was in a lot of the developmental psychology classes and some of the marriage and family classes and different stuff, we always had different coursework, and that is one thing that got brought up numerous times in some of the case studies we had to do was fetal alcohol syndrome. And I mean, as far as studying it and seeing what it does, And I mean, it's, there's no question about it. And trying to say, well, we haven't linked binge drinking to it. I mean, first off, binge drinking is such a wide topic as far as explanation of how much alcohol that is. Secondly, we already know any amount of alcohol is not safe to drink when a woman is pregnant. Period. There's no question about it. You got a lot of these women now that are coming out and they're saying, well, it's healthy if you drink red wine every night, you know, just a glass while you're pregnant. It's not bad. It's not that bad for the child. Guys, listen, as Dad just said, it's a neurotoxin. It can't be made non-poisonous. It is a toxic compound. If you were not pregnant and you want to go out and drink occasionally, I don't care what you do. You already know the side effects from it. You know the effects from it. If you want to do that, go do it. Just don't drive. But sitting there and saying it's okay for a pregnant woman to drink because we don't want to tell them they can't drink because that's sexist, that is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. A lot of that, I think, is stemming from this whole group that's trying to completely twist the mind of this younger generation with the aspect now that, like I brought up the other day, you know, where, oh, you can't say anything to somebody if they're wanting to use the women's bathroom and they're a male, but they say they're a woman. You can't say anything about that. You know, up in Canada, they're passing a federal bill, C-16, right now to protect gender identity and gender expression. The same thing that New York City's done now where they can fine citizens for misgendering, which is referring to people by any word other than the pronoun of their choice. This whole thing has all to do with political correctness, except now it's taking it to dangerous levels. Now it's not just using the wrong pronoun and trying to find you. Now it's coming out and blatantly trying to say, if you're pregnant, you can drink as much alcohol as you safely can. Basically, if you're not blacking out every night, completely blackout drunk, that's not too much alcohol whenever you're pregnant. It's idiotic, guys. It's lunacy. They're coming out with this stuff now. But again, it's what Dad just said. They're trying to do everything they can to completely come in and corrupt this younger generation and compromise every moral, every value, every ethic that they have left. That way they can take this generation and turn it into the slave state with the full-blown New World Order, New World Currency, One World Government. That's obviously the whole goal of this, because there's no other explanation with making these type of just idiotic comments.
No, it's right. I mean, now Harvard is having an only black graduation ceremony. The blacks decided that they're so small of a minority there at Harvard that they decided they would have their own graduation ceremony, and they don't want to have whites involved, and no whites allowed. I mean, you know, if I had a Miss White America contest or a white graduation ceremony at Harvard and no blacks allowed, all hell would break loose on the internet, and you'd probably be arrested. You'd probably be put in jail for hate crime. I mean, I can't even believe that this stuff goes on and that anybody that has any kind of sense thinks it's okay. I mean, if you're graduating from Harvard, that's a pretty prestigious globalist school to start with. It's probably one of the top schools in the country if you want to be taught globalism, socialism, and communism, and Cloward Piven. But the reality is that, you know, you don't need to start segmenting different races with black-only graduations at Harvard. I mean, you know, when I read stuff like this, Austin, and I see this stuff, I kind of have to do a double take, and I got to say, you know what? Are these guys really for real, or is this just something they're doing just to mess with people? So, I don't know. You got to wonder where these guys are coming from, because it's just like you said, they're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing the envelope, and they simply don't want people to have the reality of what's happening as far as in the mainstream media. And we've gotten so dumbed down with all the chemicals in our food supply that we don't question the narrative any longer, Austin. I mean, what do you think, son?
No, that's exactly right. And I mean, it's all about trying to make, and what they've done is, and they've done a good job at this, I have to give them credit for that, even though it's sadistic as all get out. What they've done is they've used these things as far as, like, you're homophobic or you're Islamophobic or you're basically racist. Anytime you don't do anything they want you to do, or you don't act the way they want you to act, or you don't say what they want you to say, they label you with this really derogatory term. And they've done that a lot as far as with the homosexual community, primarily because it's like, if you don't accept them doing all types of weird behavior in front of you and you don't just openly say, that's awesome, can you do it again, then they blatantly want to completely put you down. They're doing this all across the board with everything. I remember when Obama got elected, and I remember it was like, if you said Well, I don't agree with Obama's executive order he signed on that. We really don't need to give Israel another $40 billion. Oh, you're racist. I can't believe you'd say that. Why would you say anything about Obama? Well, I don't agree with giving away $40 billion. Oh, you're a racist. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. That's how they've done all this stuff now. And that's just a small example. They've done that in every aspect to where a lot of people now have capitulated and gone, well, I don't want to be racist. I don't want to be, you know, Islamophobic. I don't want to be homophobic. Don't call me that. I don't want you to call me that. Please don't do that to me. I'll cater in. I'll cave in. Just whatever you want me to call you, whatever you want me to say, I'll do it. I won't say those words. That's fine. And that's a large percentage of the population now, Dad, to the point where this hasn't even gotten any coverage at all as far as negative coverage. Associated Press put it out there because obviously they're so liberal. They released a video footage from inside a Brooklyn public library as it hosts Drag Queen Story Hour for kids, something that's been going on every single month since last September. The children sit around a man who calls his alter ego Little Miss Hot Mess. I'm not kidding right now, guys. He reads them stories and leads them in sing-alongs about drag queens. And now the video, I've looked at the video, but the guy looks ridiculous. Actually, he looks like a clown. These kids are like 5 and 6 years old. They're not like teenagers. They're like little toddlers. And he goes and reads them all these perverted stories, and then halfway through the show, he goes, who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? And like half the kid raised their hands. They think it's funny. They think it's a joke. They think it's cool. It was nauseating me when I saw this. And they were interviewing him later and said, from the very beginning, here we go again, kids are pushed into these gender roles, which is absolutely absurd. I want people to have the opportunity, and the kids to have the opportunity to be whoever they want to be and know that their parents are going to love them and be happy, whether he or she or anything in between. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. You're either male or you're female, unless you have some significant issue at birth, like, you know, hermaphrodite or something like that, but that's completely a whole other topic. This is the same rhetoric I talked about last week about the mainstream media pushing bro jobs, guys that basically can be straight heterosexual males and be married or have girlfriends, and they go engage in homosexual behavior with other guys because they just like hanging out with other guys and doing that, but it doesn't make them gay. This is the same thing they're trying to push across the board. And this is weird stuff to talk about, guys. I don't enjoy bringing a lot of this stuff up. It's weird, but you guys have to know what your kids are being exposed to and what this generation actually thinks is okay and acceptable social behavior, because even when I was a kid, this was not okay. Regardless of outside of my parents' house or anything, this still was not normal. This was never normal. To the point now we're having drag queen sing-along shows in the library for kids once a month, and that's supposed to be normal, and the parents are taking these kids to it. It's voluntary. It's voluntary. You know, you can't, they're just taking you there. They're bringing you there. They're making their kids sit there and watch this filth, and we wonder why this generation is absolutely twisted in the brain. And they like watching videos of Katy Perry get butchered and cooked in music videos before she eats the people that they serve her out to on the table. Weird stuff, guys. I can't even make this up anymore. But then we wonder why everybody is so confused and so twisted. The media goes what I was talking about before. The media has done an incredibly good job at broadcasting this crap out into the mainstream media and making it seem okay and desensitizing everybody to it. You can't allow yourself to become desensitized to it, especially this perverted of nonsense. You have to have a line in the sand for yourself and for your family to say, this is not acceptable. I am not going to be okay with this. If I go out in public and I feel like calling somebody out for engaging in perverted behavior, I'm going to do so regardless of what type of consequences they push on me, even if they try and fine me under some ridiculous law like in New York. Hence why I don't go to New York. I don't really go anywhere except for Florida. But if you do go to New York, understand that that's what they're going to try and do to you now. But we have to start drawing a line, Dad, and we have to stop capitulating to these weirdos, because if we don't, it's going to get that much worse in another 10 or 15 years like we've seen it happen now.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think it was Zach Sebo. I was a kid who was on the Voice music show, you know, like America's Got Talent. And yeah, he was on it last year, 2 years ago, and he was like 16, 17 years old, real macho male, played football, could dance, could really good sing really well, could really entertain. And he was like the next Elvis Presley. And I mean, he'd get up there and he could just, I mean, the audience went nuts. The girls went nuts. best singer, best entertainer on the show this year. In fact, you know, several of the people that were hosting the show were saying that he had a high probability of winning the show, but that's not what the globalists wanted. He didn't make the finals. He didn't make the top three or four. He just got cut loose. And who knows why? Because remember the head guy, the Clive Davis, he's bisexual. And in the music industry, a lot of these kids, we saw that with the Backstreet Boys, are asked to do things they don't want to do, to be brought into the fold, so to speak, as far as being promoted by these bisexual gay guys. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened with Zach Sebo. I'm just saying that that's happened before. And the guy who had the Backstreet Boys, I forgot his name. I'll look it up in a second during your next comment. He basically, Lou Pearlman, that was the guy's name.
Yep.
He basically ended up fleeing over him and finally coming and getting in jail. And what's crazy about this is he was intentionally shut out of the program and was gone. He wasn't allowed to win. He wasn't allowed to do anything because that's not the narrative they want anymore. They don't want the John Wayne stereotype. They don't want alpha males. They don't want guys hunting. They don't want guys learning how to shoot. They don't want guys concealed carrying. They don't want guys engaged in martial arts competition and karate and taekwondo and all the other things. They want the guys going to drag queen sing-alongs. They want the guys to go ahead and say it's okay to be a transgender, anything you want to be, changing every single day because you don't have any values or support from your family. That's what they want. They don't want to be telling people what they should and shouldn't be because that's political correctness run completely insanity, to run completely muck to the point of insanity. And the sad part about this, Austin, is that the bulk of the population in the United States thinks it's okay. They think it's okay. You know, I mean, they have drag queen TV shows now. And, you know, I remember one time I clicked one of them on and I thought, this is some weird stuff, man. This is some weird, like a drag queen competition. I watched it for like 2 minutes. I thought, this is some weird stuff. These guys are messed up in the head. You know, and it's back to that same Bruce Jenner stuff that they forced down our throats for the last 5-6 years now with Bruce Jenner and his weirdo group of people, the Kardashians. And I don't understand any of this stuff. Because to me, it's just such an anathema to Christianity. It's an anathema to God. And it doesn't make any sense because these guys are just one of these, there's a bunch of sickos. But they want us to accept the sicko as the new normal. And guys, they're pushing that over. And see, what happens when over 50% of the people are okay with it, it becomes the new normal. And then gradually they bring the next level of deviancy in and that becomes the new normal. And that's how they do this. And we've talked about this all week. By the way, Austrian town has now halted immigration after an asylum seeker brutally raped a 15-year-old girl. This is in Austria. The mayor of Trullin informed the government that his town will no longer accept any asylum seekers after a 15-year-old girl was brutally raped by two Somali men and another from Afghanistan. So authorities kept the town's population in the dark about the vicious attack for over a month. So now they're saying no more. The young girl was making her way home on the evening of April 25th when she was grabbed and brutally raped. The suspects are two men from Somalia and one from Afghan. The town's mayor responded to the incident by informing the government they will no longer accept them. For me, this is a zero tolerance against asylum seekers who abuse their guest country's law. In view of what these criminals have done to the girl, the full severity of the law is required, said Peter Eisenschenk. So, guys, this is some crazy stuff. See, what's funny to me, Austin, is these guys, these asylum seekers, these Muslims that come to this country and they come to Europe, and they rape these girls. These Muslims are being promoted by the leftist women and the feminists as being superior to white men. Now, think about that for a second. They're not even trying to call these guys out for raping 15-year-old girls because everybody wants to love the Muslim because that's politically correct. This whole thing is a giant mess. Now, I'm not saying that all Muslims are bad because they're not. I'm not going to do that. But what I will say is this. When you bring people in from third world countries that don't even know how to use toilets and think that every girl who doesn't have their head covered should be raped, there's a problem with the culture as far as any group of people that think any of that stuff's okay. So guys, be very, very careful because we're still bringing in a lot of Muslims into the United States right now, even with Donald Trump. What's your next story, bud?
You're absolutely right, we are. And the one main issue with it is that you see when smaller demographics of Muslims, you know, 1%, 1.5%, 2% are active in a community, they're usually very low profile. They don't actively engage with much of the community. They kind of stay in the shadows. Nobody really knows them. If they see them, they're usually cordial. Once they start breaking into that 10, 15, 20% threshold where they start taking over cities like up in Dearborn, Michigan. If you don't think it'll happen in the United States, it already has. Go look it up. They have full-blown Muslim towns up there where you can't even walk in there as a white male or a female or even black or Hispanic. They'll straight up push you out of town, threaten to crucify you, kill you, rape you, every other sadistic act of violence. They'll threaten you. I've seen the videos online. That's what goes online. That's what happens up there in Dearborn, Michigan, when you start having huge percentage of the population involved in Sharia law and just unbelievably violent Muslim behavior. That's what all these guys are raised in over in the Middle East. That's what all of them have known for generations. And for them to even consider bringing these guys into their country, it was crazy to me when I saw all this happen. We watched it happen 2 years ago, and I mean, we talked about it. We said, this is not going to go well for anybody. I mean, it's not going to go well at all. And that these guys are actually okay with allowing these people in here. But I'm glad that, you know, Austria has basically had enough. The one section over there, and they're not going to take them in. So we'll see what happens with it. I know that Poland, they put up their fence. And what was the other country that they put up the electric fence?
Hungary
said we had enough. We had absolutely enough. We got a kill zone. We have three layers of fencing with razor wire. It's electrocuted now. It's charged up. And we're also going to have full perimeter security 24/7 and rotating shifts around the entire perimeter of Hungary. So, yeah, if you guys want to come in and break in the country, have fun with it, man. If you can get past the razor wire and the electric shock treatment and past the security guards, you know, and then if we actually catch you, then you get detained basically in a cage for 30 days until it kick them back out on the other side. So they've had enough of it. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the way it needs to be. If you want to come into a country and you want to sit there and completely violate its rights and morals, and you think it's okay just to rape people, rob people, steal from people, do all types of degenerate behavior, and there's not going to be any consequences, that's what's happened in Germany and all these other countries. They've allowed this to happen. They've allowed these situations to occur. Even in Sweden now, they've almost embraced this crap. Where, you know, they're sitting there just, it's okay. He raped this girl, but technically he thought she was consenting and he didn't know what the word no meant because he's from Afghanistan. You know, you can't hold him accountable for that. So we're just going to make him pay a little fine back to her and tell him not to do it again. I'm sure that'll work well. That's what they're doing in Sweden, and it's out of control. But in other news also, as far as what we're seeing with the media today, this was actually sent in to me by a listener. I didn't even see this article. I missed it 2 days ago. But they put out an article from Teen Vogue, which is basically the media propaganda outlet for teenage females, essentially. And they put out a big article in it. What a world without Planned Parenthood looks like. Here we go now. Here's some real rhetoric for you. They go on to say 1 in 5 women will visit Planned Parenthood for care at some time in their life. So if Planned Parenthood was defunded and patients couldn't access care, it's easy to imagine how widespread the horrible impact would be on people who depend on this organization for care. They put out a whole video called Unlocked from Josh Whedon, and he wants to show everybody how bad life would be in the United States without free abortions, essentially. He goes on to say it could mean less STD prevention education and potentially more STDs. It can mean more women not getting critical screening that prevent cancer. It could mean college scholarships missed out because of unintended pregnancies, and it can mean so much more. First off, why doesn't anybody want to address the fact that maybe if we taught the females not to act like whores, and I'm not trying to use that word, you know, loosely, I mean that seriously, because a lot of college girls now, it's okay, it's cool to engage in that type of behavior. If you have, you know, 20 different sexual partners in a weekend, that's okay behavior. If you get pregnant, just go to Planned Parenthood, get an abortion. That's the type of behavior that they try and encourage with Planned Parenthood, and they want to make that okay. That's not okay, guys. Again, this is the media going against the morals and ethics of the Bible intentionally in direct violation of Christianity because they're trying to completely corrupt this younger generation. They go on to here and further to completely bash the Republicans in the House. They said recently the House of Representatives voted on a Republican health care bill that includes stripping Medicaid reimbursements from Planned Parenthood for a year. If current defunding efforts and attacks on Planned Parenthood work and the doors are locked, the 2.5 million people who depend on the organization for care could face the same fate as the people in the video. If we invest in young people, they're there. We need to give them the support that allows them to do amazing things. First off, guys, Planned Parenthood blatantly admits on their website they do roughly 320 to 350,000 abortions yearly, just Planned Parenthood by themselves. That on average is almost 900 abortions daily. They admit that. They blatantly admit that on their website, and they're proud of it. That's not something anybody needs to be proud of. If we had a city or a company or an organization that was talking about murdering 900 people a day in the United States, murdering them in cold blood, executing them, 900 people a day, I don't even understand how big the media cry would be. We need to shut them down. We need to process them. We need to charge them. They need to get the death penalty, all that stuff. But because the baby isn't born yet, we want to act like they're not a human being made in God's image. It's nauseating to me, guys. It's absolutely horrific that we've engaged in this type of behavior so long that nobody wants to stand up and say anything about it. 900 abortions a day from Planned Parenthood, and we're supposed to be okay with funding this company with taxpayer money, all under the guise of not wanting to offend anybody because girls won't get their free birth control and free cancer screenings. It's nonsense, guys. It's absolute nonsense. Everybody has to wake up and realize what they're doing, and the media is trying to force this crap into everybody's head and to making us think it's okay and to feel sorry for everybody for not giving them free abortions. It's not okay. You don't have to feel sorry for anybody. It is unbelievably satanic, sadistic practices that still go on, 900 children a day just by Planned Parenthood, and nobody wants to talk about that, Dad.
Well, Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, she was a racist. I mean, she hated black people. She thought they were subhumans. And the primary reason for this, because she also was a Darwinian, and she did everything she could to get this promoted heavily into the black culture. The bulk of the population, the bulk of the abortions that have been done, the 60 million or so in the United States now since 73, have been to black people. And the craziest thing about all of this stuff is the blacks allowed genocide of their own race. I mean, it's kind of nuts, really, when you stop and think about it. And, of course, there are a lot of white people that also have gone in and done all that stuff. But I tell you what, abortion has a lot of other consequences for the woman who's doing it, and it causes a lot of problems to women, especially if they become a Christian later, or if they want to have children later and they've been so messed up from the abortion they can no longer have kids. Because every abortion you have, it actually decreases the ability of you to carry a child to full term. So, I mean, so it's one of those deals. It's just one of those things that just needs to stop. And I have no problem with proper contraception. I have no problem with people, you know, using condoms or whatever. I don't like birth control pills because of what they do to the body. I don't like IUDs they had years ago because they were so unbelievably dangerous. But as far as, I mean, if a guy wears a condom or they're careful what time of the month they're having intercourse, I'm okay with all that. Just be careful. You know, just learn that, you know, a woman's going to ovulate on about the 12th to the 14th day of after she starts her period. That's when her egg's going to drop out of her ovary through the fallopian tubes. And that's when you're going to have the highest probability of getting pregnant from the 10th through the 16th day. And so you got about 6 days a month there that you have to be really, really careful if you're trying not to get pregnant. Other than that, you know, if you're married and you're having sex on a regular basis and you don't want to get pregnant, I mean, that's okay. You can just be careful like that. But guys, it's just important. Earlier, by the way, you were talking about Hungary putting up electric fencing to stop the immigrants from coming across the border. Speaking of electric fencing, the Psychiatric Association now wants the Food and Drug Administration to expand electroshock treatment that's being used on children and the elderly. This is some crazy stuff, guys. Just let's just zap part of your brain and kill it. The Food and Drug Administration has allowed the electroshock therapy device to remain on the market while requiring clinical studies proving any safety or efficacy, and is considering the American Psychiatric Association's written proposal to expand its use on the general public, including on little children. This is some sick stuff. According to the FDA's mission statement, the FDA is responsible for protecting the public interest by ensuring the safety and efficacy of medical products, including medical devices. 10 facts that you may not know about electroconvulsive shock therapy. First of all, first came the pigs. The science behind electroshock as a treatment was born out of a slaughterhouse in Rome, Italy, in 1938 by Italian psychiatrist Ugo Cerletti. Saw pigs being electroshocked before slaughter, causing them to convulse and become more docile. There you go. How about that? Thereby making them easier to kill. This inspired Cerletti to try the same treatment on humans. I kid you not. they're saying that is a good kind of brain damage. 79 years after the electroshock was invented, psychiatrists admit they still don't know how it works, and numerous theories have been proposed, none of which have found mainstream medicine acceptance, because they're saying it's a good kind of brain damage. Now they're saying that it's brutal, but it's no less brutal than it used to be. Psychiatrists claim the electroconvulsive therapy now is nowhere near as barbaric as the electroshock treatment depicted in the award-winning film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but the voltage in the electrical current of the modern ECT is actually higher than it was during the era of electroshock portrayed in the film, when patients used to break bones due to the violent convulsions produced by the treatment. What's new is not improved. The reason patients no longer break bones isn't because there's less electrical current, but because muscle relaxers are first administered to the patients, making the ECT appear less brutal. The muscle relaxing itself can be highly dangerous, with most commonly causing cardiac arrest. The power to harm, number 5, modern electroshock treatment delivers a pulse current to the brain that is 7.5 times stronger than electric fence wires use. Wow, guys. If you ever got nailed by an electric fence, you know what that means. Yet psychiatrists are currently lobbying to increase the use on children. The American Psychological Association wants more power to shock kids. This is crazy. Having access to a rapid and effective treatment such as electroconvulsive shock therapy is especially meaningful to children and adolescents. Quote, American Psychiatric Association, a bunch of sickos those guys are. The American Psychiatric Association, a bunch of perverts, a bunch of sex weirdos, by the way, have requested the Food and Drug Administration, which regulates the ECT device, allow them to broaden their use of electroshock, especially meaningful in children and adolescents. They're already shocking babies, infants, from 0 to 5 years of age. That's what happens when they give them all these vaccines, by the way, guys. They can't control them anymore, so now they want to have good brain damage on these kids. Psychiatrists claim children are infrequently electroshocked, but no safe or federal agency is documenting how many children are being electroshocked each year. State Medicaid records obtained solely through the Freedom of Information Act requests have revealed that psychiatrists are currently electroshocking children between the ages of 0 and 5 in the United States under the guise of treatment. Common sense. Don't shock the kids. The World Health Organization resource book on mental health, human rights, and legislation states there are no indications for the use of ECT on minors, and it should be completely prohibited through legislation. Now, they also want to use it and have used it on pregnant women. Electroshock is also being used on pregnant women, even in the third trimester. I wonder how it's working out for that little baby. While psychiatrists claim this is perfectly safe, of course these idiots would say that, a study done by Norwegian scientists researchers found that the infant mortality rate was 7.1% following the administration of electroconvulsive shock therapy to pregnant mothers. That means almost 1 out of 10 babies die when the mothers get shocked. Is that supposed to be okay? I don't see where that's okay anywhere with how I think it's okay. Documented adverse events on pregnant women include miscarriages, stillbirth, fetal heart problems, and malformations. And, of course, number 10, no safety or efficacy is required. The only mode of regulation for the use of electroshock in the United States is the FDA, which regulates the device. The FDA has never required any clinical trials involving safety or efficacy of this treatment. It has simply allowed the device to remain on the market, despite admitting electroshock can cause permanent memory loss, cardiovascular problems, brain damage, and death. Guys, this is still being done 100,000 times a year to Americans right now, including children who are infants. This crap needs to stop. There is absolutely no benefit to this type of treatment unless you want to destroy a portion of a person's brain. And when they did it with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the psychiatrist recommended it for the boy in that movie that was Jack Nicholson who was playing that part. When that didn't work and it didn't mess up his brain badly enough, they did a frontal lobotomy on him, which they go in right above the eyes and they take a needle, a long syringe kind of needle, and they scramble the brains in the frontal cortex, which turns you into a vegetable. Oh, by the way, that was also approved by the American Psychiatric Association. So guys, stay away from psychiatrists. They're a bunch of weirdos. What's your next story, Oz?
Man, yeah, it's some rough stuff. Golly. Well, this is out in California again now. Jerry Brown, one of the most idiotic, ignorant governors in history that anybody has had in any state out in California, basically called Republicans and taxpayers freeloaders for opposing even higher taxes. Millions of Californians are outraged by a recent bill now that will increase the state's gas tax by another 12 cents per gallon. You guys know, if anybody lives out in California, you guys already have outrageously high gas. When I've gone out there before, fuel is through the roof. Right now in Florida, we're paying around like $2.30, $2.40 a gallon for diesel. In California, I don't know what it is, but I guarantee you it's probably high threes, close to four. They said the proposal has since been passed in the state legislature, despite the fact the majority of Californians opposed the bill. Amid the outrage, California Governor Jerry Brown defended the senator and the gas tax in a recent speech, during which he revealed how much disdain he has for middle-class voters who are tired of literally being taxed to death. He said on here, he goes, "All of these freeloaders, I've had enough of them. They have a president that doesn't tell the truth, and they are following suit as well. This bill is an incredibly good, and we need the funds from it." This guy's about as stupid as it gets. First off, he wants to sit there and criticize Trump every single chance he possibly can when he opens his mouth, but then he wants to beg the federal government for more government subsidies and federal grants every single month when they have another tornado or earthquake or whatever else they get out there. Of course, now, this isn't just a few Republican senators who didn't want the tax hike. Polls have shown that over 54% of Californians opposed it. California already has the highest taxes in the nation. California does not have a problem with people who aren't willing to pay their fair share to keep the state's infrastructure functional. California has a problem with the state government that is fiscally irresponsible because they continue to give money away to people that do not earn it. If you guys do the math on it, you remember they have the highest state income in the country. Top tier is 13.2% just for state income tax. You add that to federal income tax, to Social Security and Medicaid, not factoring in sales tax. This is just your income tax. Your income tax from the state, your federal, your Medicaid, your Social Security, basically the taxes that will come out of normal person's check. The top tier, if you add those together, is 61.3% in that state. If you were paying over $450,000, if you're making over $450,000 a year, you were paying in 61.3% of your income with federal, state, social, and Medicaid. That means, as you know, for people, a lot of people go, well, $450,000 is a lot of money. They need to pay their fair share. Guys, $450,000 in the state of California is not that much money with the cost of living. Secondly, if you're making $450,000 gross, after you take 61.3% out of that, you are barely bringing home $175,000 a year net, and that's before you factor in paying these ridiculous sales tax they have out there and all the other ridiculous cost of living expenses they have out there. California needs to learn how to stop funding people that don't deserve to be in a country and don't work. When they wanted to claim that they're a asylum state, that basically they want to bring in as many immigrants as they can that are illegal, and they can come there and they can stay there, and they're not going to kick them out, they're not going to work with the federal government, that would have been the last penny, if I would have been Trump, that I would have given that state any further whatsoever. If they don't want to be fiscally responsible to the citizens, the taxpayers of that state, they do not deserve any more money from the federal government, Dad, but that's my opinion.
I agree with you too, Austin. I mean, quite frankly, I don't care if California gets taxed into the Stone Age. That makes a difference to me. If these people want to live out there with those weirdos that believe all the weird stuff they believe, have at it. You know, just keep it away from me and keep it away from the state of Florida, which has no federal state income tax. By the way, this is a breaking. It says Comey has been caught committing perjury to Congress. Did he do this? This is from Kit Daniels. Former FBI Director James Comey said he was never told to stop an investigation due to political reasons during the testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee on May the 3rd, 2017, which contradicts his new claim that Trump pressured him to stop the Flynn investigation in February. Comey now claims President Trump asked him to shut down the federal investigation into a former national security fired Flynn in an Oval Office meeting in February, according to a reported memo Mr. Comey says he wrote after the meeting. The New York Times claims this February memo is the smoking gun, but in fact, it contradicts Comey's own sworn testimony on May the 3rd. During the Senate testimony, Comey confirmed to Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii that in theory, the attorney general or senior officials at the Department of Justice could stop an FBI investigation. the former FBI director added it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that without an appropriate purpose. Now, I covered all this yesterday with his ties to the defense industry and with his ties to organized crime. So if you guys want to hear that show from yesterday, Comey's bad news, and I'm glad Trump got rid of him, Austin. And hopefully Trump can continue to purge the deep state out of his administration, and hopefully Trump will wake up and realize that if he continues to capitulate to these guys, Austin, he's never going to get his agendas through, and he'll never be able to do what he thought he needed to do, son. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. I think there's so much stuff going on behind the scenes as well that we, you know, are trying to put together, like I talked about yesterday, the pieces to the puzzle. It's just becoming very difficult because of how much obfuscation is constantly being put out there all the time from the mainstream media. I mean, that's what they always do. It's like all they try to do is confuse everybody, and that's exactly what's going on. I mean, so the biggest thing that I always tell everybody is try and stay informed. Obviously, stay away from the vaccines. Eat as clean as you can. Stay healthy. Train, exercise. Stay in at least moderately decent shape. Have good cardiovascular exercise, if anything, a couple times a week. Make sure you have, you know, a good basic essentials as far as what you need. Food, backup food, water, good supplements to keep everything running healthy. And, you know, that's the basic things we can do right there as far as around everything. And just stay prepared and stay awake of what's going on, because a lot of people, you know, are always asking, well, we do this, we do that. All we got to do is get the information out there. That's what we have to do, and wake as many people up. As far as being able to physically do anything, that's about the best we can. And on top of that, being prepared mentally, spiritually, physically, all the way around, well-rounded, because if anything does eventually happen, we have to be able to come together as patriots and support one another and not be so bent on, oh, well, this is your view of that, this is your view of this. We need to be able to come together and support one another and not leech off each other, because so many people now are so caught in the government, you know, the trampoline underneath them all the time. There's so many catch-alls with the government that most people are just way too comfortable with being dependent on somebody else, and that's not a good place to be, Deb.
No, it's not, and we need to realize that. By the way, tonight on the Hagman Show, I'm going to be covering how we were sold the bill of goods that GMOs are okay to eat. I'm going to go into the detail of what happened starting back in the 90s and how the United States became the guinea pig for GMOs. Of course, we're also the guinea pig for chemtrails, too, especially obviously here in Georgia today. And also, I want to go into detail on how the elite, and this is going to be weird again, okay, so one of these weird stories I'm going to cover, why they sacrifice children and how they extract the energy from the children during their ritual sacrifices. This is some dark stuff, but I need to cover it. And it's why they pick on children, why they want this type of energy. And it's going to go into frequency again and energy fields and how it works on this planet. So it's going to be some esoteric stuff that you guys may or may not be aware of. If you're a new listener today, yes, I occasionally cover that kind of stuff. I don't like talking about it very much because it gets too weird for even me to even deal with from an emotional standpoint. But every once in a while, we need to explain to you guys why these weirdos do what they do and why they think it's okay and why they're basically psychopaths or sociopaths or whatever you want to call them. They have no feeling and no emotional basically tie together with these kids. I'm going to go ahead and let you go now, Austin, because I'm still prepping for the Hagman Show tonight. So God bless you guys. I love you. Thank you so much for supporting Health Masters and getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for being here for us and praying for us. Thank you for listening every single day. We have so many loyal listeners all over the world. I want to thank you, and we try to answer all of your emails when you contact us. So God bless you. I appreciate you. Austin, I'll do the write-up. Love you guys. Talk to you on Monday, if not tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so much other stuff going on, guys, as far as on a regular basis. And there's one right here, too, that I talked about the other day. Let me pull this article up here. You guys will like this one. This involves Netflix, which I'm not a fan of Netflix. I told you guys a couple months ago I completely canceled my Netflix. Let me see here. Hold on one second. There we are. Netflix bans the Red Pill movie because it basically contains too much real news, essentially is what it is. They're trying to say now there's a movie that came out called The Red Pill, and what it is about is it's talking about the men's right activism movement. And what this is it's men actually standing back up for their rights again. The organization of men and their women allies who are drawing attention to the ways in which anti-male attitudes and actions and women privileging are harming men. This movie actually went all over the place. It went in some movie theaters. Netflix actually came up on Netflix apparently, and then they turned around and they refused to have it on Netflix now, which this right here just goes to show me I was 100% accurate in why I canceled Netflix, because they'll sit there and have gay and lesbian movies that are at the top that I've never even watched, even searched for before, refuse to take them off. If you guys remember a couple months ago when I talked about this little backstory, it came up on there. I was trying to find a movie with Hunter. You know, it was like $7-$8 a month for Netflix, a lot of good movies on it, whatever, okay. Well, then all of a sudden it was like the gay and lesbian movies. I don't want that on there. There's a whole subsection, as you know, with the Netflix, when the subsections goes down. So I called them up and I said, I want this removed. I want it blocked. I don't want to have access to it. Well, we can't do that. I don't care if you can't do it. Just do it. I'm paying you for a service. I don't want this on my Netflix. Block it. It's not that difficult of a concept to understand. Well, we can't do that. You can go in and you can try and hide it yourself, and we'll walk you through it. I'm not going to hide it myself. Just block it. We're not going to do that. So, okay, cancel my membership. Back charge last 3 months. Done. Canceling all of it. Want all my money back for this year. Done. I'm not going to play this game with you guys. That's it. And that was the last I had with Netflix. They'll sit there and put crap like that on your Netflix and refuse to block it and take it off, but yet they won't allow movies like this to go into detail on what's going on with the feminist agenda on literally trying to turn around and completely degrade men and make them like they're not worthy of human beings anymore. It's quite frustrating to me. Also, too, this is pretty wild now. Apparently, more and more issues are happening with CBD oil, with the DEA completely out of control like they normally are. They're going in now. This happened up in North Dakota. Two health food stores were raided by police for selling CBD oil. Now, this is the kind of guys that has, like, no effects as far as making you high, so to speak. I put that parentheses. That's what it refers it to. These are actually, like, health beneficial CBD oils. A lot of them help out with people that have Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, even autism. All this stuff now. Now they're actually going in and they're saying, well, it's hemp-derived CBD oil and it still has cannabinoids in it, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to seize it. They're saying now officials in North Dakota declared that CBD would become a Schedule I drug under the state's own laws in December, which is insane to me, which means they'd be charged with distributing a Schedule I drug, which is a felony carrying 20 years in prison. The Schedule I, if you guys understand, Schedule 1, 2, 3, 4, Schedule 4 is like antibiotics. Schedule 1 is like acid, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines. And, of course, cannabis is in there. And so they classify CBD oil, which a lot of it doesn't even have any psychoactive properties, as high potential for abuse and addiction with no medical value. That is Schedule 1 textbook definition. That's what they're saying CBD oil is. And if you get caught selling it in North Dakota, it's going to be a felony. That's this is what you guys have to understand, guys. It's a monopoly. It's a pharmaceutical monopoly. If these guys want, they say, okay, you can't buy this, but you can only buy it from us if you want it. That's what they do with everything now. Cocaine's illegal. It comes out of Colombia or comes out of whatever country they want to try and import it from. That's illegal. But we'll give children 30 milligram Adderall extended release tablets when they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old because they have ADD and get them hooked on amphetamines, which are almost identical, by the way, to cocaine. Adderall's 4 amphetamine salt. Highly, highly addictive. But to say, that's okay. We'll give you this, but you got to buy it from us. You buy cocaine on the street, which is still very, very harmful. I'm not advocating it, but it's a class one. It's a Schedule I controlled substance. It's a felony to possess it in any amount at all. But if you need it, you can get it through Adderall, pharmaceutical. That's what this whole thing on the drug wars has been all about from the very beginning. It's making a monopoly for the pharmaceuticals and in turn making a monopoly for the prison industrial complex to have an absolute onslaught of being able to arrest, imprison, detain, throw away the key, never let you out for carrying a smidgen of pot or having a pill on you shouldn't have on you and keeping you in prison for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the prison industrial complex. We have the highest incarcerated amount of people in any industrialized nation per capita. That is not by accident, guys. That is exactly what they designed it to do. They have a monopoly for the pharmaceuticals. They have a monopoly for the prison industrial complex, for-profit prisons, which a lot of people fail to realize that. They are for-profit prisons. That is something that I'm really, really disturbed about in a lot of situations, why that is never getting addressed at all. I did a show on like 6 months ago about how unbelievably controversial this should be, but nobody wants to talk about it. They have quotas, guys. They have to have X amount of bonds every month. They have to have X amount of beds filled. They have to keep this going in order to stay profitable. Does anybody think it's odd that people go to prison for having, you know, a controlled substance on them that you can buy legally from a pharmaceutical company at 50, 100 times the amount of money, yet still causes the same amount of side effects, if not more side effects? Effects like OxyContin or Adderall. It's crazy, guys. Anyways, I don't want to keep meddling on this topic. I'll just keep going. Do you guys need anything? Healthmasters.com. Obviously, we have our product of the week on sale, which is the prostate support I talked to you guys about yesterday. We also have the basic healthy lifestyle kit, the magnesium topical, the Hagman blood sugar protocol, all types of different kits and stuff all the time that are on sale on a regular basis, 5, 10, 15% off on some of these kits. We also have the three packs where you basically buy two cans of something like the Fit Food Protein. You get a third can for anywhere from 30 to 40% off with free shipping. All types of promos are running on the website all the time. So if you guys are ever wanting something like that, go check it out. Also, too, the Super Potent E is back in stock. We got a pallet of that back in. Tons of it. Great, great product. All types of mixed tocopherol vitamin E's. Very, very bioavailable vitamin E. We have that back in stock. Not limited to one bottle anymore. So if you guys need to stock up on that, stock up on it. Really good for cholesterol. Really good for blood pressure. And, yeah, so if you guys need anything, email us. You can email us over the weekend. We try and go through them all Monday, Tuesday, throughout the week. I appreciate any time you guys send us stuff about, you know, articles or things that are going on. I get that a lot now. A ton of people are sending me stuff, and sometimes I don't see it. A lot of the stuff I have seen or I've already looked it up, but other stuff like the Planned Parenthood video, that propaganda piece that Teen Vogue put out today, I didn't even see that. Probably because I don't read Teen Vogue or even go towards areas like that. But that's fine. You see something like that that's pertinent to the show, is something that you think needs to get broadcasted out, send it to me. I'll take a look at it. If it's interesting information and it needs to get blasted, I'll take it out. We'll put it on the show. So I appreciate the support, guys. It actually helps me out sometimes getting more stuff together when you give me pertinent information like that. So if you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. Listen to the Hagman Show tonight. Dad's going to be on there. It's going to be a great show as always. Lots of great info. You guys have a blessed, safe weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.